hay was never put up in cocks or bundles or anything like that.
No, the only bundles ever on the farms that I knew of would be oats would be cut with a binder and stacked. The bundles would be stacked in the field, and there would be three or four stacks here and three or four here, and pull the thresher in between and pitch the bundles from the stack onto the thresher. Some people referred to it as a separator. That was before the days of the combine. Of course, it's way back.
Was there a special shelter for the cows?
No, there was a cow shed. It would have been referred to as a cow shed. Some farmers had a cow shed. We always, what few cows we had, we kept them in the barn. We had stalls adequate for the horses or mules.
Did you have other sheds?
No, we didn't. We didn't have a tool shed, or some people had a wagon shed back in those days. They took good care of their wagons. Good farmers did. They didn't leave them set out in the weather. And was a wagon shed. Today it would be referred to more as a tool shed. It would be large enough to accommodate more than just a wagon. But the wagon, to a lot of farmers back in those days, was more important than a garage would be for a car today.
What did you call a place near the barn where the cows were enclosed?
The cow lot.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a place near the barn where you could pen the cows for milking?
No, we put them in the lot, and then in the summer they would milk them in the lot. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, like, if there wasn't room for all the cows in the barn, they would put in two or three and milk them. That amount, put in two or three more. That was the job of my brother older than I and my oldest sister. They did the milking, and I would feed the other livestock, and my other sister would help mother with housework.
Did you have a place where the horses were enclosed?
No, usually one lot accommodated the cows and the horses. They would all be in the same lot.
Where were the pigs and the hogs kept?
In a pen. It was called a hog pen.
Were there farmers, well, are there today farmers around here who raise cattle for milk, or who raise cows for milk and butter?
For milk, not for butter anymore. Well, there's very few farmers. It would be a hard job to set out in the morning and find a pound of country butter. Uh-huh. And in the older days, back when I was a boy, that's all you could find was country butter. Uh-huh. There's quite a few dairies in this area, but it's strictly for milk production. It isn't for butterfat and butter. However, the butterfat content has to do with the price that they might get for their milk, but...
Regardless of the minerals, huh?
That's right, regardless of the minerals.
Strange how we measure some things and don't measure others. Mm-hmm. What did you call the general area around the barn?